In the studio is Marcos Sastry and Bob Nave and Jim Hunt. On the phone, Bam Powell. Bam, we'll get to you in just a moment. And also on the phone, Gary Burbank with us from Florida. Gary, your memories about Tim and the upcoming concert.
Oh, well, first off, how can you ever forget that smile and sitting there playing music, you know, next to him and thinking how lucky you are to be able to be doing that. I mean, what a thrill it is to sit down, and I've done that a few times, sit down and listen to Tim play and then be able to maybe keep up with him, not technically, but hit the same chords close by to what he's doing, and just marvel at how much fun you're having. And you look at him, and he's smiling. He's having that kind of fun, too. It's just a great moment in my life just to be around him. I'll tell you one story. One time I do that character, Howlin' Blind, Muddy Slim, you know, 60-minute Jelly Belly Toe Jam Man. And Tim would come in one day. He was going to come in that day and do some blues break. And so I needed a guitar, and so I got this guitar. It's a really a cool resonator guitar, and it was perfect for what I was doing. Well, Tim comes in, and he sees the guitar after I'm done with it. I put it down. He said, you know what? Someone needs to teach this guitar how to play. I said, can you teach it how to play? He said, yeah. And so he took it. I didn't see him for a month. He brings the guitar. Finally, he brings it back. And he says, here, I'll tell you how to play. I said, great. And you know something? I picked that guitar up, and I played a lot better than I did before. So I sincerely believe that Timmy Cashorn taught that guitar how to play.
He learned it good. He learned it good, didn't he? Gary, Play It Forward, you started up some years ago, and this upcoming concert is a benefit for Tim's family. I hope you'll be on hand for it. We have a stellar musical lineup that we'll be telling you about in just a moment. But just very briefly, tell us about Play It Forward and why you decided to do this to help musicians out.
Well, actually, you know, Timmy and Larry were a big part of the beginning of this. It was Larry at the time that had a real bad cold for about a month, and he said, you need to see a doctor. He said, I can't afford to see a doctor. And I thought, man, here's two of the most beloved musicians in the city, and they can't see a doctor? And we all got talking about it and went out to Burbank's when we had that place open. And we sat around there every week just talking about what we would do if we did this. And then Bill White, who was in town at the time, was one of the, it's about 10 of us, actually. Jim was there, I think, in the beginning. Yeah. And then it just became actually a program. Everybody went out and Bam was a part of it. We all started playing music for the organization to Play It Forward. We got a couple of lawyers involved. Of course, Jim is one of those. And Dave Eyrick is the other. And they got us the 501c thing going. And and we got it right. We were able to help a lot of people. And it's such a gratifying thing to be able to do that and see people happy. We can't, you know, give your kid a college education, but if it hurts your fingers or something like that and you can't play guitar or drums or whatever, we can pay your rent for 6 months maybe, you know, that kind of thing.
But needless to say, the thousands and thousands of dollars have been doled out to needy musicians over the years, and we thank you for that. Gary, I'm going to let you go, and we hope to see you on Sunday.
Hey, thanks, OD. I appreciate it, okay?
All righty. And next up, a longtime dear friend of Timmy's and musical collaborator for a long, long, long time, Bam Powell, is with us. Bam is going to be part of the house band Sunday, the 18th, Father's Day, for the Play It Forward benefit for Tim Goshorn. Bam, your thoughts, please.
Well, you know, I have so many thoughts about Timmy. It's a tough one for all of us. He's just such a strong personality. I mean, besides being a world-class musician and singer and writer, you know, all that stuff, but just a guy, you know, he's huge. His personality is so big, he took up a lot of space. And I'm just really missing him bad. You know, one of the things, when I think of Timmy, I really think about how proud he was of his son, one, Cody. He's just proud of Cody. And how much he loved these dogs, you know? The guy loved these dogs. And I really miss playing with him, you know, and I just miss seeing him. I, you know, there's not a whole lot to say other than I hope he's in a great place because he deserves to be. He sure put us all in a good place for many times, that's for sure. And I do cherish the time I got to play with him. It was always fun. Tim was always fun to play with. he was always on. He was always whipping it out, you know. So
always fun, always top notch too, top shelf.
Absolutely.
But we all miss Timmy terribly.
There's Bam Powell, who will be drumming and singing in the house band coming up on Sunday the 18th at the 20th Century. It's the Play It Forward benefit for Timmy Goshorn, our dear friend who was taken way too early and way too fast. Within the space of about a month, he started going downhill, and his last 30 minutes were spent in a hospice, and then we lost him. We're going to be remembering Tim in a real good way at the 20th Century. And my friends on hand here, Jim Hunt and Bob Nave and Marco Sastry, also dear friends and musical collaborators with Timmy. Jim, I'll start with you, president of Play It Forward. Your thoughts?
Well, with regard to the benefit, it's the 20th Century. Doors open at 1 o'clock. I think we put together a very, very good program, including most of Timmy's songs, a lot of his songs, with a variety of performers who are going to be at the show, and Bob and Marcos can fill you in a little more on that. You know, Timmy, I'm here because I'm president of Play It Forward, but I'm here also because he was a dear friend of mine. And, you know, what a loss. Bam talked about a world-class musician. And you know, it's funny, Larry and Timmy both are fantastic, but they each have their own styles. You know, if you listen to them, you can tell that. And I don't know how many times I would go in and Larry would do a lead, you know, and he'd be looking at me, and then Timmy would step in and do his lead, and Larry would look at me and start rolling his eyes because Timmy had taken this to some place where nobody knew where he was and how we were ever going to get back. And then, you know, the next thing you know, boom, he was back with the melody. But what a fantastic, and just a nice person. Yeah, so we're happy to do it. The doors open at 1 o'clock. You can call the 20th Century's telephone number to order tickets in advance if you'd like. And I think it's going to be a good program and a good tribute to Timmy. We also have a poster available at the show for sale. We're putting together some silent auction items that I think will be very of a big interest to people, including tickets to some of the shows that are coming up. So with that, maybe I should turn things over to Bob and Marcos as far as the actual program. And let me mention Adam Scovian. Adam has worked very hard on this to help us put it together. Thank you.
And you can go to WVXU.org, and we'll link you to both Play It Forward and the 20th Century for ticket information. Bob, what do we have lined up for Sunday, and your thoughts on Tim, too?
Well, I didn't know Tim that well. Larry and I played in the same band back, the band I put together called Beechwood Farm, post-Lemon Pipers. And that went on for about a year or so. But my first remembrance of Timmy was he had a band called Mushroom Jones. And I used to drive down from Oxford to see him play at Crow's on Calhoun. And I thought, man, this cat's good. And then, of course, the Goshorn Brothers at Tommy's. And, you know, various gigs since then. So I just recognize him as a wonderful talent. And cat that always seemed to have a smile on his face. So rest in peace.
And in a week, on Sunday the 18th, which is Father's Day, bring Dad along.
Yep. It's a nice Father's Day present.
Yeah, at the 20th Century.
Program's going to start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The tentative lineup, there's a little blues group called Prestige Greece. That's Dan Rosenthal and the Snyder Boys. And it's going to be a little blues band. They're going to do a short set, about 20-minute set.
They're going to play some of Timmy's favorite songs, too.
Yep. And then Marcos and the Bluebirds are going to play.
I'm going to do some songs that Timmy wrote with me and with one with the entire band very early in the Bluebirds' first stage of recording. They become staples in the Bluebirds band. We're going to want to play those tunes. Luann, Love Me Like Before, and Fishing. Fishing was a song that he and I wrote when I was sitting in his living room. We're goofing around. And I go, come on, let's just write a song. And he had a bunch of fishing, love to fish.
Love to fish.
A bunch of fishing tackle around. In 15 minutes, we had that song. And I hope nobody ever hears our cassette demo. Because we were saying some rowdy and raunchy things in our lyrics. All right, Bob, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I mean, this is all good information, man.
I've got to find that cassette.
And then we're going to have a house band together, and the house band will be backing a variety of performers, singers. Tom Caper is going to be doing Big Boss Man, Marcos One Way Out Going Down, Kelly Red's coming in to perform and sing a couple of tunes, Leroy Ellington's going to do Shaky Ground, Ernie Waits, Out in the Street, Late Night Freeway, Bam, Trouble and Strife is going to be doing that one. Nick Netherton, All the Lonesome Cowboys, and Sun Shone Lightly. Dave Woodall, Crazy Mama, Tough Enough, and Mike Riley, who was the bass player with Pure Prairie League, Two Lane Highway, and Memories. And then the Tim Goshorn Band with Mike Fletcher, Lee Everett, John Ford, Rick Powell, and maybe Ryan Kiefer will be playing.
Mike Bobbitt is also going to be playing with that band.
Mike's another great guitar player. What tunes are you going to be doing, Bam?
You know, what we're going to do is just some of the tunes that Timmy liked that we did. You know, one of them was a song of mine called Have You Had Enough? He liked that song a lot. And we're going to do a couple of tunes that that band just played. You know, like Mike's going to do a Sting tune, and probably Randy Lars also is going to be sitting in with us. So that's going to be a pretty strong lineup. So we're basically going to just try to jam it out in the spirit that Timmy liked to get going with. You know what I mean? We played a lot of gigs. Last couple of gigs we played was Randy was in the band too. Mm-hmm. So we played a couple of casino gigs with Randy. So it's not really the tunes that much. Most of the songs that, I mean, all the songs that we played at Timmy's, Timmy sang them. You know what I mean? And everybody's covering most of his tunes. So we're just going to play some songs that he enjoyed us playing, you know.
That'll be special. Yeah. That'll be real nice.
Yeah.
Marcos, you're up next.
Well, I'd like to echo what everyone said about Tim, about his personality and the kind of person he was and what he brought to the stage. I'd like to talk about him a little bit as a musician. What made him a little different than everybody else? He had an amazing amount of soul. I mean, he could deliver a song on guitar and voice, like the song Wonderful Tonight, which is a song that has been beat to death. Mm-hmm. It's a great tune, but everybody does it. When Timmy sang it, I'd sit there and listen to it because he brought that, whatever the song was about, it was in his voice. And that's the sound, that's the mark of a great soul singer. A Johnny Cash is a soul singer. Johnny sings a song, it's a sad song, he's sad.
Yeah.
That's what Timmy had. And then as a guitar player, and just as a musician with voice and guitar, he's kind of infuriating. you would be in a studio, okay, man, do your solo. I'd be clapping around, you know, get, okay, I got a solo. First take all the time.
Exactly,
with him.
Exactly.
First take all the time.
I was going to say the same thing.
It's just, you know, it was this, there it is. And then that's incredible. You know, for people to play like that.
And then one time he picked up a slide, and what a great slide player he developed into.
He had his own sound as a slide player and his own signature. You know, I pick up a slide, it's like the tool of ignorance. He can really play it. He was a real slide player.
Really
and
was.
And he had this tone, this, I don't know what it was, this bite, you know, that I'm going to work on, try to get it. You know, but he was just a giant, you know, as a musician and a singer and a songwriter.
But modest and humble as could be.
And the last time I saw him was about 2-3 weeks before I heard he was ill. Mm-hmm. He was playing acoustic guitar solo, and he'd never done that before. That was a really nice thing to see, because you're getting it bare bones and raw. It was incredible. He's something else. And he was a great person to be around. You know, he lit up a room.
Bam, do you have anything to add?
No, I mean, you know, that's pretty much, I mean, Marcos put an exclamation point on it. You know, as far as musicianship goes, I mean, he was just such a natural.
That's the word.
And the guy just was oozing with feeling and soul, like Marcos said. It was like, oh, okay. I mean, he's the one guy, he and Larry both, you know, I really enjoyed just playing drums with them. I didn't care if I sang it, and I love to sing, and I want to sing all the time, but when I was with those guys and Timmy, you know, it's like, now I'll listen to you. You go ahead, take it, man. You know,
yeah.
Yeah, I just miss him really bad.
I've got one more quick story. I got called to do a Christmas night at a club, Longworth's, I think. So I'm looking for a band, right? So I wind up with a drummer, I think Phil and Donnie, a bass player, I can't remember who it was, and Timmy and Larry. So it's my show. So I'm the front guy, right? I'm in front, and these guys are to each side of me.
Flanking.
It was like flying a jet plane. I mean, the power was like I got a, you know, a C3, man, I'm flying it. It's incredible. And that kind of power in people, they just, it's not there anymore. Really, you don't feel guys like that.
It's a Play It Forward benefit with proceeds benefiting the Goshorn family.
That's where it is.
Tim's family.
No, it's Tim's family. Okay. Correct, Brian. We're a 501c3 corporation, which means that any donation that's made here basically is tax deductible.
Including the price of tickets?
Correct.
Okay.
And we definitely don't want to forget Leah in this whole
thing. Yeah,
I was going to know. That's right. Yeah. And, of course, Cody.
I mean, Leah and Timmy were together for a good 20
years or so, yeah.
She was really good for him. Yeah. She kept him going.
Yeah. I invited her last night to come on stage with me at some point. I said, you don't have to tell me right now, but just mull it over. And if you feel good about doing it, we'd love to have you. And I think it would add a whole lot to the afternoon.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we all love Leah. She took care of that boy, you know.
So this benefit concert is coming up on Sunday, the 18th, next week at the 20th Century. Doors open at 1. The show starts at 2. This is a benefit. It's a Play It Forward benefit concert with proceeds benefiting the Goshorn family. Tim, in that short amount of time, racked up some hospital bills and medical bills. So we'll see if we can help with that. And a special hello also to Tim's longtime love and fiance, Leah Brady, who's gone through an awful lot in the past couple of months and who loved him dearly, and vice versa. They were a wonderful couple together. And with Gary Burbank, long distance from Florida, and Bam Powell, thank you so much for being with us as well. Marco Sastry.
My pleasure.
Bob Nave.
Thank you.
Jim Hunt.
Thank you, Brian.
We'll see you all on next Sunday, the 18th, at the 20th Century. Again, doors open at 1. Show starts at 2. Any money spent there as far as silent auctions or even your ticket purchase, tax deductible, because this is a 501c3, Play It Forward. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell. All the information you need is at our website, wvxu.org.
We were just trying to get along. Then the dragon rears his ugly head, and he says his name is Life. He's lurking around every corner, he's even sniffing round your wife. Trouble and strife, ain't no way to be.